This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I got it. Here on 96.5 The Fan, Fesco, Mac, Dusty with you on a Tuesday. Everybody loves Tuesdays.
Tuesday will be good today. It's a snow day. I get home, everybody's going to be bored. Half the house will be asleep. And
there'll be one person that won't. Well, two people that won't be asleep. By the way, guys, we got to get out of here after the show. Oh, There's a whole lot of snow coming.
A lot of snow still coming. So 9:58, we are hitting the door, and I ain't even kidding about that.
I'm going to wait until Mac leaves because he pinned me in my car in the parking lot.
Stop.
Whole parking lot.
Why did you park right next to Dusty?
He had a great parking spot.
So that doesn't mean you copy. I mean, use your own brain.
What he did is we had the whole damn bathroom open, and he took a piss right next to my urinal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He saddled up to you.
Did you go see it? He's like wedged in my driver's side.
Yeah, like
he's fine. Yeah. Like, he over here.
Oh, I moved a little bit. I went out and moved back. You're fine.
I originally backed in, and then I pulled forward because I just felt like it was easier to get out for me. I got stuck in the back.
Did it. I'm like, did we have like a little OCD moment here? Like,
well, yeah.
You backed in, and I saw your tires go forward.
A little bit.
This is like our thing. We always, when it's snow like this, you back into the spots.
I did, and then I was like, yeah, I don't want to. The patch and then the whole thing. I just, whatever, right? And so it's the whole parking lot. It's like going into an Arrowhead bathroom, and there's 50 urinals on the wall, and the dude saddles up right next to you.
Yep.
I mean, at least you could have pulled a Jay-Z years ago in the Superdome where he had the entire bathroom shut down so he could go by himself. I mean,
that's what I need.
Ask Alex and Josh. I try to walk in the bathroom, and they're standing outside. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to pee. They're like, oh, Jay-Z's in there. You're not allowed in.
Wow. That is
Jay-Z's bladder is more important.
Jay-Z had the whole bathroom shut down so he could take a leak, and it was as big as this parking lot, right? I mean, and then you saddle up right next to him. It's like, come on.
Sorry.
No, I get his struggle. If I had that kind of money, I'd do the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
He'd park right next to you like Mac did, or you'd have the bathroom closed down?
Closed down.
Closed down, baby.
It's halftime, dude. Come on. We're all out here. 1 second. It'll go quicker. Trust me.
Seriously.
No, I love that we were talking about the NBA and NHL last break because that's where we're at in sports.
Well, yeah, but yeah.
The NHL did something this week, and they'll continue to do it, or I guess last week and continue to do it this week. The whole, battle of the countries is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, they're going to be forced with a tough hand because how can you continue to grow this and keep it, relevant?
And do you change countries? Because I don't know if changing countries is even the right answer for this.
And I don't necessarily need to lean heavily on that thought process because there is still a whole lot of there's still things that can happen. But again, it reminded me kind of the first year they did the World Baseball Classic where you had, you're a hockey nut. I'll admit that. I think we can admit that.
Well,
you
I don't know that I'm a nut, but I enjoy the game a lot.
Yeah, but you come from an area where hockey was vital.
We probably played more hockey growing up than any other sport.
Right. Yeah. I've never played hockey once in my life. I've seen 3 hockey games in my entire 37 years of being on this earth. And I think when you look at that, I would consider myself a baseball nut. And when the World Baseball Classic came out and my friends who were I was like, no, this is cool. This is United States, Canada. Not only that, you find out guys that play on league teams and where their country is. Like, first year of World Baseball Classic was there. Like, Aaron Guile played for the Team Canada.
And yeah, I'm
like,
that's right.
I'm like, he did. Weird. That's a Royals player, but he's considered one of the better players in Canada. And their team was like Aaron Guile.
About their
like,
team.
Justin Morneau.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat our ass. Yeah. So, I mean, like, Canada had a really good team that you didn't know about. So, like, you watch that and you're like, you gain interest because all of a sudden now you start to realize that guys that you root for and now they're on, you know, and where their country is, you're like, oh, well, now I hate that guy because he plays for Team Canada, or I hate that guy because he plays for Team, like, Salvi, right? Venezuela. And then all of a sudden you look at Venezuela's team, you're like, ah, no wonder there's a lot of these guys in the league. This team is stacked.
There was
Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, those type of teams. You're like, oh, okay. This is like basically half the Los Angeles Dodgers roster is in Venezuela.
There was some dude playing for the United States, and I can't remember who it was, but he was also a Toronto Maple Leaf, and that game being played in Montreal gave him double reason
Twisted fan base.
They were double booing, you know?
Where they do that so well, and it's something as simplistic as, why don't we just have everybody play for their country mid-season and do it in the wintertime, and also, let's do it right after the Super Bowl, right before March Madness, right in the lull of the NBA season's All-Star game. Nothing else will be on, and it'll be entertaining. And then we got an added bonus because, well, Canada thought it'd be a great idea to boo the national anthem of the United States.
Right.
And then they all just got their ass kicked, which makes more people into it, which maybe it was a setup or not, but I mean, like, you cause anger, people will attract to it to see their team stand up.
Yeah.
And I mean everybody. And I mean The Rock means everybody was texting in our group thread like, go to blah, blah, blah right now. It's a brawl.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Everybody's watching that last night. It was magical. I mean,
Matt was watching hockey.
That's the way you start a sporting event, right? Like, you get everything out right at the beginning like they did. We knew that this was going to be bad blood going in because of, you know, Canada and the United States. So these guys play against each other. The thing, though, that you have to be able to do to make something like this work in sports is you have to have the buy-in from the players in something like this. And you clearly do in hockey. Again, as I said, like, you are raised playing for your team. Like, when I was a kid playing street hockey and then pond hockey and all this kind of stuff, it wasn't wearing Devil's gear. It was the United. I had my mask painted United States, red, white, and blue, and three.
Okay, as I said, you were very old.
No. That was nothing. But every Olympics after that was like, you're going to live up to the, you know, Miracle on Ice 1980. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, so then it was 84, and then it was 88, and then we're painting our face mask. I was a goalie, obviously, because I was bigger, but red, white, and blue with the stars all over it. Yeah. Like, that, you know, that's kind of how we grow. So you have to have the buy-in from the players. In hockey, you are raised that you are playing for your country first and then your NHL team second. So I don't know that you have that in the NBA. You clearly have that in Major League Baseball with the buy-in for the country. That's why the World Baseball Classic works. That's why those guys.
Yeah, you had Trout versus Ohtani at the time put on the same team.
Unbelievable, right? Yeah. Like, that's giving you goosebumps thinking about stuff like that. So you've got to be able to take these moments and then expand them to grow your game. I think hockey did a good job with that. We'll see if it continues once the NHL, you know, starts back up. But in order to have a great event like this, you have to have the buy-in from those players playing for their country. Hockey and baseball lend itself to that.
And the NBA is just struggling. Like, I had some idea that the All-Star game was going on this weekend, but I had forgotten about it. So I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I knew that the All-Star game was coming because I obviously am a degenerate better. And I knew there weren't any games on Friday or Saturday. And I remember somebody saying, oh, this is the first time. And like, whatever, there's no like basketball, baseball, football, whatever it was.
Yeah, we went from
that
sports equinox to a sports noquinox, you know? I mean,
so I was, you know, lost in that. And then all of a sudden I'm like, man, I remember when I was a child and I would get excited for the 3-point competition, the dunk competition, and the skill set.
Because you saw Spud Webb dunk, and that guy was like 5'4" dunking, and it was awesome.
Yeah, a little ahead of my time. More so like Vince Carter.
Nate Robinson would have been there.
Yeah, that was up there.
Same. Like Dominique Wilkins, my day, you know, like that guy could dunk,
Jordan,
man.
Whatever. And like nowadays, I don't know the contestants.
You don't know who any of these people are.
I know the guy that won this year has won it now 3 years in a row.
Yep. Plays in the G League. Playing the NBA.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, doesn't
plays in the G League.
And he's out there winning the dunk competition because nobody wants to do it. But the NBA is, they're kind of contradictory.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe not kind of, but they're like, no one respects our sport. But then you see this where like Draymond Green, an active player and a podcaster of the NBA, is literally trashing your product live on air. And I know some people roll their eyes and say, Dusty, come on. It's Draymond Green.
But he's telling the truth.
But again, it's the part of it that I'm getting to that like, everyone is defending Draymond. Barkley, Shaq, Ernie, Kenny.
You got those guys defending you.
And they're the face of the NBA.
That's the face of the league.
And they don't even play.
They do more for the NBA than any player does.
And literally. And, like, here we go. All-Star Weekend. Look, Major League All-Star Weekend in baseball is boring. It sucks. But you know what? We know that we're going to watch Home Run Derby. Mm-hmm. We know that we're going to watch a little bit of that meaningless softball celebrity game because that's what we put on before we go to bed Monday night at 9 o'clock.
That was taped on Sunday at 2. Yeah,
exactly. And you're like, why is it daylight? Yeah. And so, like, and then the All-Star game, we watch the introductions. We watch the guys come out for a little bit. And then when you're like, all right, 0-0 in the fourth, I'm out.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
That's fine.
But, like, the NBA, the hell was the – what was that? Four quarters?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Not the but you nothing? And I thought Danny Parkins had a really good point. USA versus the world.
You got to get the buy-in from the players, though. And I don't know if you have won't. The – you won't get the buy-in from the players.
I don't think you would at all.
When you get the world – well, you would because you get it in the Olympics.
Yeah, I was going to say, they love the Olympics.
And
they
come out a good price tag on it where, like, the winning team gets $200,000 per player.
I don't know that that's enough. I think you'd have to put $1 million per player type of thing on it.
What we just talked about in hockey, the main focus in the World Baseball Classic, you versus the world.
Yeah.
There's something about that sentence that brings out an athlete. Like when you bring out, it's like, hey, it's us versus, you know.
Yeah.
And again, that would be a very challenging.
Because you do hear that from athletes all the time. It's us versus the world. Nobody's giving us any, you know, Philadelphia,
and
right?
Like that, yeah. And that's the thing is like, that would actually be a really good game because the world, I mean, the United States have to go against like, Wembanyama, the Greek Freak, and the Joker.
Right.
Like, that's the world's three big men.
Yeah. The world would probably win.
Not put him into one category.
Those three tall guys.
Because LeBron wouldn't show up. He'd be like, it's not fair.
Like,
I'm not
playing.
Their
three big men are 7 feet tall, and you can't teach that.
Yeah, you can't teach height
now,
or speed,
again,
right?
The world would have, like, SGA. They would have, like, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, LeBron James, maybe.
LeBron wouldn't show.
And guys like that, whereas like that would be actually entertaining if you did United States versus the world. But again,
as long as you got the buy-in and had fisticuffs 3 seconds in like we did in hockey and had that kind of buy-in, not, you know what I'm saying, but like that kind of buy-in by the players, I'd be all for it. I'm very skeptical that we would get the buy-in from these guys.
But the NBA has to use Caitlin Clark to tell you to watch it.
I mean, that's embarrassing. I was watching... I think a 30 for 30 yesterday. I think it was the 30 for 30 on the gambling saga of Boston College back when college basketball was actually enjoyable when the mob was involved. And so the commercial comes on and it's for State Farm and it's Caitlin Clark and, you know, State Farm Jay or whoever that guy is. And they're having the conversation. And at the end of the commercial, full screen graphic, don't forget to watch the WNBA and NBA on ESPN. And I'm like, wow. The NBA and WNBA is so bad. How bad are they? They're using a State Farm commercial to let people know that their product is on ESPN and you should tune in to watch that. Could you imagine an NFL game after a Mahomes commercial or an Andy Reid commercial? Make sure you catch the NFL on Peacock or, you know, whatever network you were watching it on. Like, the NBA is in such a devastating spot right now that the second most popular player in the sport is Caitlin Clark. She's more popular than any NBA player other than LeBron James. And I use the term popular loosely of people you know. If you do a simple who do you know test, more people will know who Caitlin Clark is than any other NBA player out there. And they're now using Caitlin Clark to market the NBA. I mean, there's so many signs that show that this league is such a dog that they need to fix it. And the way you fix it is stop having your players opt out on Tuesday night. I was telling Dusty before the show how many people I've talked to over the years that have made road trips to go see certain teams play, and then that star player opts out. You drive 5 hours to Oklahoma City, player opts out. How do you become a fan? You drive the Minnesota, player opts out. You drive the Memphis, player opts out. Like, stop opting out, you idiots.
No, the idiots are the people that created the league. You don't need 82 games in a season to decide a champion.
Like, no, but you know what? But this whole, like, you know...
And that's the problem because they opt out. They're not necessarily idiots. It's a little strong. They opt out because they play Monday, then they play Tuesday, then they travel, and they play Friday, Saturday.
They play back.
That's the problem with the league.
But it only started in the last 10 years or so. Like, and I hate to go back to the Jordan days. Patrick Ewing, nobody was opting out load management back then. That is a very new thing. And while it's probably smart to do, and the league does need to cut games... They're not. And you're still charging people. And it's hard to create fans when your top players are sitting out games. That's how you grow the sport.
Because it also happens in baseball. Because there's too many games. And fans that travel to, like, say that you live in Omaha, Nebraska, and you want to come see Bobby Witt's a bad example because he's young and plays every game.
Yeah.
But say you live in, I don't know, Reno, Nevada, and you want to go see Shohei Ohtani play in L.A. You drive to L.A. and it's like, hey, he's not playing today because he's played the last 10 games. Sorry.
Yeah, but usually you have like a three-game series. If you're driving down on a Friday, you may take in two games. Chances are you're going to see Shohei Ohtani.
You're going to go to two out of three games?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, we do a baseball trip every year. We go to two out of three. If you're driving and you're making that effort and you're coming down there for the weekend, you're already there. Sense. Yeah, like if you're going to a Sunday afternoon game, well, you kind of know going in Sunday afternoons are rest days. That's why I always respected Ned. He never rested anybody at home and said, our fans are paying a premium to go see our good players play. I'm not resting our guys at home. If they need a rest, it'll be on the road. I don't care. but he was never resting those guys here in Kansas City because he said, our fans pay good money to see Salvi and Haas and Moose and all these guys play. We're going to play them, and our fans want to see them. But, yeah, if you're going to a baseball game, I mean, you're probably coming down on a Friday, getting a Friday-Saturday game, headed back on Sunday. So you've got a couple of games in there where you can see that. The NBA is different because sometimes these teams go to a town one time, and you have that opportunity one time to see some of these players play, and they're using load management. That doesn't help the game. It just doesn't. It makes sense from a physical standpoint, but as we know, it's not about that. It's about dollars, and it's about growing the game, and it's about making the game better and picking up more fans along the way. I think for me, the opt-outs and the load management stuff really does have a major impact on the NBA and is a big reason why this league isn't growing right now.
No, there's just the two sports that are hurting the most in the world of sports are the NBA and Major League Baseball. That is a fact. And the reason why is because they're not adapting. And if they are, it's minimal. And they're just too long. Like the NFL is obviously the perfect sport because of how quickly and how entertaining it is. Whereas like if baseball was a 100 game season, you're taking 62 games out.
Be like, fantastic.
Be awesome. The NBA is 82 games long. And it goes all the way until damn near the 4th of July. Dead serious.
Yeah,
watch when the NBA Finals is. The final game of the NBA Finals, if it were to go seven games,
June 26th.
Yeah, it'll be all the way to... You know it is because Busby's giving you tornado warnings during the finals.
Yeah.
And that's June.
And then free agency does start the next day. I'll give them that. Like they get started with the best part of their season the week later.
But what have you said? Out of the games, the NBA is more entertaining off the field, the court than it is on.
Yeah.
If you did 50 games in the NBA... Load management's gone. The season doesn't go as long as it should, and it's more entertaining.
Yeah.
Guys will actually play, and they're not taxing their body. Again, I don't know why we can't get to this conclusion when it comes to these things.
Because it's simple, gate and money. And if you're going to take away 30 games, how are you going to make that up to the owners? They don't care about anything else other than money, and that's the pushback.
But you could also raise your ticket prices.
You could, but then...
Because now you don't have the... That's why ticket prices in baseball games are so cheap. It's like, oh, you don't want to go to this game? You got 81 other games to go to at your home.
Right.
Or 80.
Which is nice with NBA 2, to be honest. It is nice to be able to get a decent seat for $40.
But they will not do that unless you can show them a way to make up the exact amount of revenue. I've had a lot of conversation with baseball people, and it comes back to dollars. I mean, and that's the thing. What makes sense for sports doesn't make sense for business. And we have way too many people in sports that are from a business background and think business first, business second, business third, as opposed to what's good for the sport. Just look around the way that these teams operate right now. Artie Moreno is a prime example in Anaheim. How much does that guy really care about winning, right? They're 81-81, sell 3 million tickets, they're good to go. You know, you look at other teams around sports. How often or how much do they truly care about winning championships? How much does Jerry Jones care about winning? Honest to God, answer that question. How much does Jerry Jones care about winning? Probably not, but he knows he's the greatest show in town. He's got the three-ring circus, and he's printing money down there. So he doesn't care about that kind of stuff. I mean, a guy like John Sherman, that's a dude that cares about winning. I mean, the money that he spent over the last week alone, you know, re-signing players and GMs and managers and all this kind of stuff. He cares about winning. He wants to win. But it comes down to business versus the sport. And until the business side gets out of the way, the sports side is not going to change. And so until you can show the NBA owners how they're going to make up that money for cutting back games, they're just not going to do it. And the same goes for baseball. But even though sport would be better business wise, it would not be.
I think load management's part of the plethora of issues with the NBA, but I actually have it lower on my list. I think they've improved it a lot in the past few years with rules. I mean, you named the top 10 players, SGA, he plays. Jason Tatum, he plays
but
every game.
But the perception Jokic, is for plays. A guy like me who's 100%. A casual fan that these guys have this load management thing. How do you change that?
But my point is, let's say the perception wasn't there. You wouldn't start watching. That wouldn't bring you to basketball. These guys playing 82 games or make it 55 games, that wouldn't bring you to it. There's more issues. It's the three-pointers. It's the length of games. It's...
I don't mind the cutting the 2 minutes off each quarter.
I don't mind
either.
That either.
I think that's
I think
a great
it's also
idea.
The time slot of games.
Time slot of games.
Like Saturday,
yeah,
you can load
10?
Up. Saturday, you can load up NBA with college basketball and just go back and forth.
Dude.
But they don't do it.
They don't do
like,
it. They don't
put NBA games start on the weekend at like 3 or 4.
You also, know, when LeBron went to LA, Josh said at the time, he goes, "Yeah, I'm probably going to lose interest because it's West Coast." I go, "Yeah, but it's LeBron." LeBron on the West Coast is not a good thing.
Yes. He used to play on the East Coast.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He's playing games at 6 him. O'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Mountain Time, right? That's normal time, or 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 6 o'clock yes. Central, 7 o'clock Eastern. Like, you can watch those players. Kids can watch those players. You got LeBron starting at 10 o'clock East Coast Time. You've lost an entire part of the country that's not paying attention. I think LeBron going to L.A. and to the West Coast was as bad a move as anything.
Also, this is a segment for another day, but mm-hmm. a take that I have, I think baseball and basketball are also figured out as sports. Like, they have been figured out how to win, how to mm-hmm. be good, and it makes it more boring. That's what's great about football. It's not figured out. We are still learning. We don't know.
The Chiefs seem to figure it out.
That's true. We got it figured out.
Yeah, don't give anybody the secret.
I think the three biggest problems with basketball, if we're going to break. By the way, I think we can all agree our tough Tuesdays are LeBron and the NBA.
It's tough.
It's LeBron and the
right.
NBA.
Yeah. 100%.
We're all here. I think the NBA's three biggest problems. Number one, they got too political. By far.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that, like, and we know this from radio, politics and sports divide. It's like church and state. Just keep it divided. It's the way it goes. They got too political in NBA. Two, I think the other big problem is the talent. It's super good because watch college basketball and you'll watch Duke and Virginia last night and go 2.5 minutes and not a shot's made. In the NBA, the talent's
there.
There
was 5 minutes into the Texas A&M game and they still had 0 points on Saturday.
Believe it. And then three, I just don't think that basketball in general, from college to the NBA, has that love, has that desire, that fire, that people want to watch it. Like, Steph and Golden State had it for like 2 years. And then they signed Kevin Durant, and everyone hated him because all they did was win and blow people out and win championships. And like, somebody else come along. And then it was like Giannis was cool for like 5 minutes, and now no one cares anymore.
Do you think the demise of college basketball with the one and duns, the NILs, the international growth have hurt college or hurt the pros? I think 100%. It has too, because I think for the casual fan, I should say, you're looking at the NBA draft. You don't recognize any of these games. Back in the day, you said, I watched that guy at Duke, I watched that guy in Kentucky, I watched that guy at Kansas, I watched
I
that guy at Syracuse.
I used to know how many lottery picks one team had. I mean, they have 9 chances to get the first pick.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like, the San Antonio Spurs are picking first.
Yeah,
and
you're
like, well, how does Cleveland keep getting this screwed?
You give Wemby to, you know, the guy who developed the last big guy. That, so it makes sense.
That whole thing.
But I think that does play a factor because you knew Tim Duncan coming out. You knew all of these guys in college. You formed these bonds with them. I mean, people don't like college anymore because of it.
100%. The NBA is so bad. The best player in college basketball says he's coming back.
How
next
about
year.
That? I mean, yeah.
Cooper Flagg's like, I'm not leaving.
Which I was like, all right, Cooper, way to
good
go, kid.
Yeah. Well, he's got a Gatorade NIL deal. Yeah, he's the first American athlete to get that.
But you know what? That's using your brain in all of this. Stay around. Have fun. Make some good money. You don't need to race to the NBA. Enjoy being the face of college basketball at Duke, for God's sakes.
Yeah, boy. Well, there we found the one NBA fan on the text line, so that's good.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. I like the NBA too, Texter, but you can still recognize the problems.
Yes.
It's like baseball. When I talked about the problems in baseball, I love baseball, but it's got some issues.
It's got issues, man.
No, but they've changed a lot of them.
I will watch the NBA multiple times through the week because I love matchups and players. I will watch the LA Lakers until I fall asleep at night because I love watching Luka and LeBron. But the NBA needs to fix itself. There are a lot of holes and the ship is sinking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yes, we can knock the NBA. It's not perfect. It's not rainbows and butterflies, 913.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.